All right, back now with Newburyport High School football coach Ben Smolsky. And coach, welcome back. Congratulations on making it to the tournament.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you brought it down to the wire, but you did what you had to do. And tell me a little bit about this Ipswich game on Friday, because that's a team that is beginning to mature. They're very young, but they're buzzing around like bees now.
Yeah, no, they definitely they're a tough team. You know, like you said, they're young, but they're they really run around and get after the football. They got some good senior leadership with number 7 there. He's a tough football player. You know, it was good to bounce back after North Reading and, you know, senior night and, for those seniors, potentially, last night under the lights,
we could
have one more, who knows, but you know, that's out of our control at this point. So, it was good just to go out with a win on, Friday night, senior night.
Tell me about your junior quarterback who had such a good game.
You know, Sean's such a good kid. You know, he's, you know, first 3 games he played, he got hurt in the Triton game. You know, barely battled some adversity coming back, with a broken wrist. You know, he's playing with a cast. It took him some time to get back, as starter. Well, Colin Fuller, sophomore, took over and, you know, he had to get some confidence with the cast. Came back on a Thursday, so wasn't able to start, right away, but you know he's earned that job back at quarterback and really did some great things in the air and on the ground running the ball and really stepped up big on Friday night.
Okay, and again, for those who don't know, Sean Miles, the quarterback, threw for over 100, ran for over 100, 4 touchdown passes and scored 1 on the ground. So outstanding in a game that you absolutely had to have. Now, going into the game, as you said, you didn't know what was going to happen. So what was it like waiting over the weekend for these standings to come out?
I was actually, out of all of the times waiting, I was really calm. You know, it was out of our control. I told them that before the Ipswich week, that, you know, we just had to go out and we had to win by 14 with the margin of victory, with that in there, and just put ourselves in position to potentially make the playoffs, and the rest is out of our control. So I kind of, you know, enjoyed watching college football on Saturday.
Good.
Rested my leg up after surgery, and you know, I will say on Monday morning, I was checking my phone, looking for a text to see who our opponent was from Kyle, our athletic director.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me a phone call right at around 10:05 on Monday. So until Monday, it was kind of just took the weekend in and just a chance to break down our Ipswich film and just enjoy the days with the family.
That's good. Before we take a look at ahead to this week, couple of things I want to ask you about the leaders on your team who began the season and who your leaders continued to be, if that's the case, because I don't think we mention the kids enough. I try to talk about the line all the time, but maybe some other kids deserve credit too, some of the kids who actually have been getting all the headlines.
Well, I mean, it starts with I will say we named from the beginning of the year, we started with one captain, Jack Haddon. And we always like to recognize when kids earn things and when they're, you know, we've always had leaders, but just that title captain means more than just a straight up leader. So we've Ryan Miles along with Jack Haddon stepped up early on at the end of camp.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks into the season, we named Will Walsh, who's one of our linemen captain, and just a couple weeks ago before the North Reading game, we named Nico Silverio captain, another lineman. Just kids who just, you know, they earned it. They earned it, so we reward them when they earn it and just recognize them as captain there. Other individual that really has stepped up this year is junior Logan Jones. He's a free safety. He's almost like the quarterback of the secondary. He's making the coverage calls and really, really good communicator on the field there. And just from a leadership sense. And, you know, you have Sean Miles, too, has really stepped up along with a lot of other guys, too. We have a leadership council every mm-hmm. Wednesday morning where we meet. And, you know, we talk about issues going on with the team, things that we can do to improve our improve our culture and stuff like that. So that's been a good group meeting with every Wednesday morning.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that before, and that's outstanding. I also like the idea of captains earning the captaincy during the season, because you've got one captain that starts, and he can't get complacent because these other guys are playing hard to do it. That's a great idea. I'm not sure I haven't heard that before. Have you done that in the past?
Yeah, we've done it in the past, not as much as this year. This year we were really unclear going in.
Mm-hmm.
Jack was captain as a junior, and he ended up, he still had to, we apply for captainship in November, the end of, before Thanksgiving breaks. We have applications, and he was the only one who got named captain after the voting process and everything else. And then we just wanted to see guys earn it in the off season. In the weight room, if they're going to put the time in, and then, you know, we were comfortable with naming Ryan. And then after that, you know, there were some guys who were close, but, through their actions on the practice field,
mm-hmm.
they carried themselves in the school and on the field, you know, they earned that when they earned it.
Great idea. Absolutely great idea. All right, before we turn to Duxbury, I want your comment on the league, overall, because the Cape Ann League, as I'm counting it, you've got, I think, five schools being represented in the state tournament, and I think that sort of speaks to the difficulty of the league.
Yeah, no, I mean, Cape Ann League has been, I know going into the season we always say that every game is going to be a game. You know, competition is always stiff. You know, just a great, coached teams, and just great competition, and, you know, we're very proud to be part of the Cape Ann League.
Absolutely. All right. Trip to Duxbury this Friday. Little bit of a road trip, but tell me about Duxbury.
Duxbury, I mean, their program has had some success for quite some time. You know, watching them on film, you know, getting a feel for what they do on offense and on defense, special teams. You know, they definitely put together a good game plan. Very, very strong on the offensive line. Good running game, and just really aggressive on defense, getting the football. But we're just really excited to have the opportunity to compete against them, and to be in the playoffs.
Okay, that's Friday night. Now, is that a 7 o'clock game?
I believe it's 7. I haven't. That's not confirmed yet. I believe it's 7. I think down there they play at 7.
Okay,
it's going to be probably a 2-hour ride with the Boston rush hour. We're
leaving
at 2:30 here, so we can get off, stretch out, eat some food, drink some fluids before the game.
Coach, it's been great. We're going to talk to you again, of course, but good luck this week. I appreciate it, and congratulations on doing so well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben. Take care.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. That is Ben Smolsky, who is the football coach at Newburyport High School. They are at Duxbury on Friday, the Division IV tournament, and the game listed on the tournament website will be at 7 p.m. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.